y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's the Miguel Show Uncensored with Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5.
Welcome to the Miguel Show Uncensored. Jesus. What's wrong, Holly?
It's so loud in my ear holes.
That's your own fault. You have your own volume control. Why do you have it so loud?
I don't know. Why is your voice so loud?
I'm not loud. This is my normal speaking voice.
Okay.
Which is really unfortunate. Hi.
Okay. Hi.
We got really busy last week and we didn't get a chance to do an uncensored podcast.
True.
But we are off after Wednesday. So depending upon when you listen to this, after Wednesday, we're not going to be on the air because we will be at Morning Show Boot Camp. Morning Show Boot Camp. And before we get into exactly what that is, by the way, I'm Miguel. This is Holly O'Connor.
Hello.
And producer Ryan.
Yo.
Producer Ryan, you've never been to Morning Show Boot Camp.
Nope.
What are your expectations going into this?
I have no idea. Am I going to get whipped into shape? I'm going to have to, like, get up at 4 a.m. with, like, a bucket of cold water spilled on me or what?
Oh.
We're going to put chicken blood in your bed.
Yeah, what?
And then we're going to make you run through the hotel at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Sounds terrible.
That's how you get initiated into doing morning radio. Welcome to the fraternity and sorority. But what? Any expectations on your part?
Just... I was looking at the website, so I saw the little seminars or lectures that are going on or whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see a couple of those, a few of those.
And
half.
And
just kidding.
Based on just little tidbits of what you've heard us talking about, what else are your thoughts?
You guys are excited to drink?
So basically what happens is most radio people that you meet outside of people that probably do like Christian radio like to drink and they drink
lots. I think that's probably true. There are a few souls who don't.
Yeah, and it's people that are in recovery.
That's actually really valid.
Those are people normally that went a little bit too far
or
had some sort of disease they were dealing with they didn't know.
Yeah.
And radio just triggered it and made it worse. I learned early on in my radio career when I was in Savannah at 97.3 KISS FM. And this is, I grew up in a strict religion. I was a Seventh-day Adventist growing up. And I always learned in my life, I always thought I will never drink. I will never have, I will never be promiscuous. I will never eat pork. I will never go to a club. These are all things that I thought growing up that I would never
Psych.
Do. Little did I know my life would be so different. Well, here's what happened is that when I had my first radio internship, and I think I had just finished interning at the station and they hired me to do promotions. And so one of the first promotional gigs I had to do where you set up the table in the tent, it was at a club. And I think it was at the Bar in Savannah. And we had an appearance there and my program director and the guy we used to work with, Kramer, they were there and they were like drunk and they were on the bar. And I was just awkward. Like I just sat there with my 97.3 KISS FM shirt, like passing out, you know, like whatever it was. And I remember driving back to my apartment and I was like, I can't. If that's what being drunk is about, I am not down for this. This is not what Miguel is about.
This is not what Miguel is about. I wish you would save that.
You know, I really, really wish I could find the blog that I wrote on my MySpace because I ended up writing this blog and I was like, I don't know if radio is for me. Because if that's how you're expected to be on the job, is to be drunk and act a fool, I want no part of this. Well, somehow, because I think I had added my program director at the time, Chris Allen, on MySpace. And so like a couple of days later, he called me into his office.
To talk about getting drunk? Or
yes. And he basically told me, he was like, listen, if that makes you uncomfortable, then you probably need to consider another career because drinking is a huge part of being in radio. And I remember
that's like you shame on him, because he shouldn't have said that to you as a part-timer.
I know, but I mean, but he knew, because, you know, he, I will give him credit. You know, one thing that I will credit Chris Allen for doing is he would talk to interns and part-timers, and he would ask, you know, like, what is it that you want to do? What are your career aspirations? And I said from the very beginning, I want to be a morning show host one day.
Right.
And so I knew that, and he saw what I wanted to be and what it would take to get there, and he was like, that's not going to work.
He's like, hey, let's go out for a beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's how do you think I've been getting up at 5:30? Hair of the dog.
Do you drink every morning?
Whiskey right when I wake up.
Shots. Do you really?
No.
No, he said.
I was like, what the hell? I actually just pulled up my MySpace page, which crazily still exists.
I know, mine is
Wait,
too.
You still have stuff on it? Because I brought mine up and there was not...
Actually,
like, all the posts were gone.
All the posts are gone. But you know what you can find,
you can
is
have
old
some
pictures.
Yeah. I go on Photo Bucket for my old pictures. I don't know about you. Did you ever use Photo Bucket?
I don't think so.
No, I think I was too sophisticated
you
for
You know what
me.
I had, like, for my very first radio job? This is a tangent, I'm sorry. But we had this Kodak camera that was like, your cell phones didn't really do pictures. So mm-hmm. we had the station digital camera.
Oh, I remember those.
All of those pictures mm-hmm. were docked at, like, Kodak.com.
Oh.
Because we had a Kodak account mm-hmm. as the station, since we had that really nice camera. I can't remember though. I forgot. They're probably gone. But I would love to dig out those old Kodak.com pictures.
My gosh.
Anyway, continue about
Well, no,
Chris
it's true. It's funny you say that, because I remember that event. I think there are pictures on my MySpace from that event that I took, or that people took of me looking really awkward. By the way, I pulled up my MySpace and it has like my old picture from when I first, my first morning show headshot from 2008 when I looked like a kid.
I can picture it in my head.
And then it has my top eight on my MySpace. Do you want to hear who's on my top eight?
Yes.
This is interesting. So it's my friend Brandon from college. It is my boyfriend of a year from when I was 25, Brett.
Okay.
And then it has some more college friends. And then Holly, you are the eighth.
Eight.
I was eighth.
Wow. You were eighth.
What
you were eighth.
The fuck?
Oh, Holly, we gotta
through August 31st, 2016.
Every time somebody says something bad, we record the podcast in the Dove studio, so we have to play the Dove.
Are you gonna accept my friend request?
Wait, Holly, let me click on yours.
Can you not have me at number? Do you realize this is what my friend Liz and I almost came to blows about, was top eight placement. Of course, it was after a radio event where we'd been drinking to full circle.
You know, exactly. Like, as soon as you got a girlfriend on MySpace, you had to bump her up to number one.
Oh, of course. Or they got mad. Of course. Yeah, you had to. So, Holly, as your top eight on your MySpace page, you have your ex-husband.
Yeah.
You have a Kramer, the guy we used to work with. And then I was number three. How is Kramer first? I live with your fucking ass.
You know why Kramer was first.
They showed us what the...
You know why Kramer was first.
Because we had to show... We couldn't show favoritism towards each other.
Because we were always like Tweedledee and Tweedledum to his like ringleader. Mm-hmm. So we always had to like make concessions with each other to put him first. Even if we like disagreed with him, we'd have to say we thought we were right. Anyway.
That was a crazy time.
It really was. But I want you to get back to the point we were making about how in radio you drink.
Yeah, so you drink a lot. And so
this is what we're saying going into morning show boot camp, to bring it back to that original point, is that there is going to be drinking here.
I got to hydrate well today to get ready.
Actually, why do you think I got a water bottle up in here?
No, you really have to. Because it's like, I mean, even in some of the sessions, they have like beer set out for some of the sessions where you set out. And then people like drink during lunch and you come back. And I mean, you don't get like drunk, but you're a little tipsy.
Nice.
And then it just adds to the... because here's the thing that I really want to try to do. I wanted to make a little progress report for myself. This will be probably, the eighth year? Going to some sort of morning show convention. I still get dreadfully nervous speaking in front of everyone.
No kidding, me too. And mingling without having been drunk first.
Right, exactly. Because normally what happens is, like, I've spoken in front of thousands of people, and I don't get that nervous. Like, it'll be like, ooh, I hope I don't mess up. But whatever, I'll just laugh it off if I do. But for some reason, I get debilitated in front of these big radio people that I've known forever. And I just, because everybody, even though they don't mean to be, they sort of judge other people. Mm. And especially, there's this event, there's a session that we go to called Battle of the Bits, and where everyone presents their bits that they do. And every year, I always think beforehand, I'm like, okay, what's like three things we did really well this year that I would want to present to the group, and then I never do.
I know, and I try to, because then I feel like they're judging us if we don't say our bits.
Mm-hmm.
So for the past couple years, I've stood up mm-hmm. and said a bit, and while I'm doing it, my voice is shaking mm-hmm. because I'm so freaking nervous.
Even,
and it's dumb.
It's even last year when I won the Rising Star Award,
yeah.
and I got up on stage, I think I said, thanks, everybody.
For real, like, I don't know what it is, but we get really nervous. And also, radio people are a weird bunch because we're all a little bit introverted, even though we're in a career where you have to be extroverted.
Mm-hmm.
We're all extroverted introverts, and we are all a little weird. And
yeah.
so we're socially awkward with each other, and ugh. It's a mess.
And I think that's why drinking is so heavy in the radio world, is because we're all socially awkward and we have that boost. Like, I've already had two radio people reach out to me this week and to be like, when are you getting in? When are you going to be in the hotel bar the first night? Because I'm nervous and I'm going to have to be drunk before I get down there because I'm so nervous.
I've had people reach out too, and they're like, so we're meeting up at the bar, right?
I mean, and these are people who are like in, I don't want to say where,
no.
but in top 10 markets that make a lot of fucking
yeah.
money.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just like the rest of us. They're still super nervous.
Well, I just got a backpack and it holds a Camelback. So
yeah. No.
Oh, you're like, I am red dad.
It holds like a liter. So
yes. Ryan coming strong with the boot camp goodies.
Come by the guy with the tan backpack.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to hear your report. Holly, what's your prediction for Ryan while he's at morning show boot camp?
Well, I think it's good. Your first morning show boot camp is kind of overwhelming, I feel like. Even mm-hmm. though there are some really boring, like, downtimes during some of the sessions, like, it does tend to, like, on some of the sessions that don't necessarily apply to us, but you're still sitting there, you're like,
I get sleepy.
Yeah, I get real,
I get
sleepy.
Real sleepy.
Sometimes you start texting each other, like, just dumb stuff. But, like, mostly you're mingling with a lot of other radio people. So I think, you know, you'll take away some, you'll definitely meet some people, you know, make some good connections. Hopefully people will pay for you because you are a part-time producer. And we're going to make it known that, but then again, they'll be like, well, why aren't you paying? I'll be like, I don't know. I don't got any money either.
I'm poor.
Hold out a cup. So.
Yes.
Appreciate it. So.
We like, right? Help me.
I don't know. I think he's going to, I mean, are you going to get drunk? You're going to get drunk, right?
Yes, he will. I have a feeling, I have a feeling. My like prediction me. Is that Ryan will puke in an awkward place.
Hell no.
No, Ryan's
now,
not.
Now, I'm not saying, like, not in a session, obviously. But
no,
like,
I'll just, like, disappear for
you're
a minute.
You're just like, bah! Well, because the first one I ever went to, the person that I look up to the most in the radio industry, they were there. And I, in order for me to just to talk to them, I got really drunk. And then I think we were, because this is, we were in South Florida somewhere, like Fort Lauderdale or something.
Yeah.
And I remember, after we were drinking at the hotel bar, they were like, all right, we're going to go across the street to for like a late dinner or whatever. And I remember sitting down at the table, and it was like a nice restaurant.
And it was
like
a long table.
Yeah. And I remember being like, oh, God. So I get up and I go to the bathroom and I take my blazer off. I took my lanyard off and I was like,
oh, my God.
And then I finally, like, I went and I washed my mouth out, and then I sat down. That's the only time where I kept going with the night after throwing up, because normally if I throw up, I'm
done.
I'm done for the night. But I was like, hold your shit together.
I don't ever get to that.
You never get to that point?
Nah.
You don't throw up?
Not anymore. Used to. But drank a lot more back in that.
So do you
period.
Get to a point where, like, you know when to stop?
Yeah. When that's, things start, like,
that's good.
Swaying or
oh, yeah.
spinning a little bit, I'm like, oh, let me get a water.
No, true.
See, I don't. I think what happens with me, because this happened this past Saturday, we went to a charity event and they had some free drinks at the beginning. So I had like 3 free drinks and I was like, all right, cool it for like an hour. And then I think I bought myself like 1 more drink. And they gave us like a flute of champagne. And I was like, all right, we're going to the next place. So we ordered an Uber. We got there and I was like, well, let me get myself a double so I don't spend a lot of money. I'll close my tab out and then I'll let that be it. And then after I had that double, I don't remember. Like, I don't remember. I don't know if people bought me drinks, but it's just like, I feel like I know where my line is, but then even when I try to be conservative with it, it's like, it just, unless I'm drinking wine.
Oh,
sometimes if I'm not paying attention, I'll get past that point, but I haven't really gotten sick from drinking. Mm. But I'll normally get to that point where it's like, I can't like possibly fit anything more in my stomach, but like, I really am drunk, but I'm so drunk that I'm like, I'm sober.
Wow.
I never... just don't realize that how drunk you are until you wake up the next day. You're
That's
like,
true.
I was fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to. I just want to watch myself because this is what happens when I get drunk and I get around people that I don't normally see or like I'm nervous around them. I start saying things that I just shouldn't say. Like, I say way too much about my personal life.
Oh, dear.
I say way too much about, like, sex. I get just...
You get really flirty.
I get super duper flirty.
Like, Holly's hair starts, like, gets in her face. Not like the stereotypical, like, she curls her hand around her hair, but, like...
Starts flicking it
around. She starts, like, flipping her hair a little bit. And then, like, her back gets a little straighter. And then the thing about Holly that I always know when she gets drunk,
what is
this? Is your voice gets higher.
Yeah.
And you're like, and I'm not doing an appropriate representation of it, but it's like, well, I think that. And I'm like, oh, shit's going down here real fast.
Oh, no.
So we're gonna. So, Holly.
What?
What are your expectations at the radio boot camp? Some strange.
I don't know. I'm not opposed to a good old fashioned makeout.
Makeout.
No.
Are you in middle school?
Yeah. Yeah. I really want to like.
No, that's
I
cool.
don't really want to hook up with someone that I don't know, and there's like most of the people I don't know. They're like, I don't know. I feel like I could.
Well, you were just talking about how if you ever dated somebody next, they would have to be in the radio profession to really understand.
I mean, and this is the breeding ground to meet that person.
Exactly. Okay, but see, that's also the problem.
It's a solution and the problem.
Right, it's both. Here's the thing.
You need some, Holly.
That would be perfect, except like if I actually like caught feelings or whatever, they live in state XYZ.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Right? And then they're in a radio career. I'm in a radio career. Ain't nobody moving. So sorry about you.
But Holly, you're very rich. So they could always move here.
Am I?
You're very rich. Unless you meet someone in a top 10 market, then you have to leave me and go move with them because they're making a lot of money.
I'm not going to move with anybody. Like,
okay, what if... Okay, I like to play the what if game.
We're putting
this
on
is
the
fun.
What if bubble now?
So what if someone... And there's no one I can think of
there
who is single.
There are some... And that's exactly the thing. Like, there's like a couple people that I may like be like, oh, he's like... Oh, wait, he's in a relationship. Never mind.
Wait, okay. So let's just say there's an imaginary guy who works in New York.
Okay.
And he's a new up-and-comer, and he just got his first morning, or his third morning show gig
in
New
York
City, and he's
Jeez.
Like, this is it. This is his big shot. And he's making $800,000 a year.
Is that a real figure?
Wow. Yes, girl. Those stations up there bill a lot of money, so, I mean, it's very possible for that to happen. And like, let's say you all meet at boot camp. Let's say you forgo your expectation of, or your expectation of not doing it, but you do it with this person because you feel really strongly. After just a couple of days, y'all date and you maybe go visit back and forth. And let's say, are we in summertime? Yeah, we're in summertime. So let's say it's like early, like late spring next year. And he's like, Holly, I want to start a plan that at the end of your contract, I want you, Maya, and your mom.
And my mom. Oh my
to
God.
Move oh my God. To New York to be with me.
Oh, especially your mom.
Especially my mom. away from Miss Margaret.
What would you do?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't even assume to know what I would do in that situation.
What would you do, Holly? What would you do? Would you leave me?
I don't think so, because you are my, at this point, you're my soulmate. So ooh, how can I leave you to go with some person I haven't met?
I would, the only time I would say it was okay for you to go, which you can obviously go whatever you want, you know what you want to do. But the only time that I would be like, girl, do it, is if you got a job at a different radio station making a lot of money,
right,
that would secure your future, because I don't think you should ever depend on someone else.
I would never. I thought this whole situation was based on the fact that I'm getting a job there.
No, because I don't. If that was part of a caveat that he was going to get you a job at the station, I would say absolutely not, don't go.
No, because I'm not depending on anybody.
Well, no, I'm just saying, but even if you got a job there.
Oh, because he got me the job?
Exactly. Because then if something went sour, then he could easily be like, well, I got you this job, so I can get rid of it.
Then I take it away.
Exactly. So, but if you got another job on your own, like maybe, what if you became second chair on the Elvis Duran show in New York?
He going to be dead by then.
Holly, don't say that. He's not that old.
No, he's not.
He's not. Hey, girl, he'll be kicking around for a long time.
I know. Listen, this is all fun and good, but that's just not going to happen.
Don't know that, Holly.
Okay, I don't. But can we just say the likelihood of this happening is very slim, okay? Can we say that? I don't know. I would just like a good old-fashioned makeout is really
that's
my
expectation.
That's
what you want. You just want to makeout.
If anything else happens, like, whatever it happens.
So, Holly, when you say makeout, I need to know specifics. Are you talking about, like, they're filling on your boobs over the shirt or under the shirt?
I mean, you can go under the shirt.
Under the shirt, bra on or bra off?
I mean, if you're under the shirt, bra probably comes off anyway.
Okay.
A
wait,
nipple
so.
Nipple action there?
Yeah, a little nipple action. Are they getting on your nipple a little bit?
Oh, my God.
What?
Nipping
this
that nip?
Inappropriate. Oh, my gosh. No, what?
You're going to go on Tinder? What? Is that what happens there?
No, I don't
know. Is like a radio boot camp app you download and you can like Tinder everybody?
Oh, God.
So.
That would be the most unfortunate thing ever.
I don't know. I don't know. You know what I really don't want to do is make out with somebody and then regret who it was the next day. So
just don't even look.
No, you know what I'll do is because like Miguel, here's what's going to happen, Ryan. Let me tell you a little something about Miguel at boot camp. Like my goal is to try to be more social this year because I wasn't a lot social last year. Like I was a little bit, but there were some, I just wasn't as social as I should have been. Doesn't matter. But Miguel is like literally the club director after he's had a couple drinks.
Wow.
And so he's like the freaking ringleader. So he's like ding, 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 over here, he's with these people, he's with the, you cannot count on him to hang out with you.
Okay.
You can count on me. Like we're gonna hang out together.
We'll hang out. That's
so
cool.
I say this, unless you find somebody that you want to hang out with, whatever, I'm not judging. So I'll like start a list and be like, such and such. Potential yes, such and such. Potential no.
And then
you'll have the list. So if I get too drunk and I start heading towards potential
and then
no,
I'll tell you to go the opposite direction.
No, I'm trusting you. So then you'll be like, ooh, that you going toward a bad way, girl.
Yes, I'm ready for it.
So anyway, I hope that we come back with some fun stories.
Well,
but you have to realize we're all in the same room.
That's exactly what
I
was about
so
to say.
So we got to put a log sheet on the front door.
Like it's
so
confident.
You can sign. Sign in and sign out when you're done.
Oh my God, that's unfortunate. Like, could you imagine if there was actually like a sheet or a sock on the door or something?
I would be pissed.
Why?
I would as a
you just nail your underwear to the door if there's something going on in there.
Girl, I would bust up in there and be like, I'm sleeping on the floor while y'all getting. I'm sleeping on the other bed while y'all are getting it since we're all in one room.
That's rude.
Girl, you get your own hotel room. I'm sleepy and drunk and tired. If I have finally made my way back to the room at the end of the night, it is time for me to be put to bed.
Okay.
I don't need to be roaming the hallways of a hotel.
No, that's a true statement. Neither do I. So
that's why you need to go to the other person's room and do it.
Gotcha.
And that's making out with someone.
Making out.
Are you going to touch their
It depends on how much I think this person is a cute person or not.
Okay, so if you think they're cute, you'll be like, I'll touch your hee hee.
My Michael Jackson? Hee hee.
Can you do that? You'd be like, hey, such and such, can I touch your hee hee?
I don't think they need you to ask. I think every dude on the planet is pretty much okay with you just going for the hee hee.
No, they just touched my hee hee. What about his hoo hoo?
Oh, girl, it has got to be at least three different sexual times before you go.
Oh, three?
At least three.
Is that the limit?
Yeah, that's now you gotta have three sexual escapades under your belt before you go for that. Woo-hoo. Because if I don't know you that well, I don't know what's going on with you. Yeah, something different.
Ryan, do you like your hoo-hoo?
No.
Wait.
Can't say that I've tried.
Because you gotta say it different. But like, obviously, you want your hee-hee played with. But like, you don't really. Do you know about the hoo-hoo?
Do whatever you want with the hee-hee. But the hoo-hoo, I don't know about.
Wait, so no one's ever played with your hoo-hoo?
No. I played with some hoo-hoos in the past, though.
Wait, is it the same for a girl and a guy?
Yes.
What's a girl's like this?
That's
the. I don't know. The hee-haw. Hee-haw.
It's the hoo-hoo.
What's the back?
That's getting these hee-haws.
The hoo-hoo.
Can we just call?
That's fine.
Can we just call that?
The butthole.
Oh my god.
All right, wow. So there we go. Oh, no, my Lord.
Okay, so good to know.
So well, there we go.
Okay, well, you
think we need the dove?
Well,
you know, we definitely need the dove.
Who needs tomorrow?
That's what you're going to say. You're going to say, who needs tomorrow?
Who
coming
needs
to my room.
Some hoo-hoo. Ryan, here's
you
what.
You should probably try the hoo-hoo.
I'm about to say, listen, here is what I've always told straight men. Your backside is nothing but nerve endings. That does not make you gay. That is not a definition of a gay person is by what goes on back there. It's about the emotion. So why not? There are plenty of straight guys who love things with their
a little
fiddle going on.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Start easy. Maybe not like, you know, anything crazy. Just
get in that prostate.
No. You don't even have to put anything in there.
No. Just you know, tap it.
A little round.
Yeah, just a little.
Oh man, that's fun. Yep, that though. That though.
Wow.
Keep it in mind.
Well, we've talked about a lot.
We really have. I feel nervous. Like we should say more on this topic, but we shouldn't.
No, I mean, I think it is what it is. Ryan,
next month I'm going to be like the advocate for it.
You're going to be like, you should write a book.
Yes.
You're like, I'm Ryan McGibney and I endorse hoo hoo. I mean, I really, will you try it? With your girlfriend? You don't have to tell us about
it. No promises.
Okay.
Just, I will talk to her about it.
Okay.
I will. I'll be
well,
like.
Well, I don't want to get into what she likes or doesn't like. But, you know, for a girl, that could be a pleasurable thing if you do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you try on her, or if you haven't already, maybe she could just reciprocate a little bit.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, I realize that's okay sometimes a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A little bit.
A little hoo-hoo.
I'm not talking about like a hum-hum.
Just like hum-hum.
I don't want that back there. Just a little bit of
hoo-hoo. Okay.
But not a lot of that. Oh. That's too much.
All right. Well, I think on that note.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're at 27 minutes, y'all. We've been chatting it up. Is there anything else that y'all want to talk about?
I'm just excited for boot camp. I really, most of all, I am excited for two reasons that have nothing to do with drinking or sex or all the promiscuity that's going to happen. I'm excited to see all of our radio friends that we don't ever get to see except for once a year. Because you make these connections with these people that you would never have. It's such a weird bond that radio people have because nobody else can really relate to what we do besides other morning show people. So getting together and being able to, you know, sympathize and bitch and vent about the same shit is cool. And we made a lot of friends that way. Coming on to me. Oh, my.
Sorry.
I'm excited to just see everyone, despite the fact that I said that we're socially awkward and it's going to be awkward at first. We like it. It's just everyone's like, hey.
It's a little bit torturous at first.
It's like a middle school dance at first.
It really is. So. It really is. Like, because here's what happens is when we walk in tomorrow into the hotel lobby, you always look and see if anyone's there, but then you don't go say hi first.
No, you don't. You're like, oh, isn't that so-and-so?
You're like, yeah. I'd be like, I think that's such and such from Miami. So let's just wait to say hi.
You
we'll
watch,
wait.
Ryan. We're going to get into the elevator and be like, did you see so-and-so from New Jersey?
It's, what's his name? Spencer? Beard.
Spencer
yes.
Graves
yeah.
from St. Louis.
He'll be there. Be there?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, he's really great about breaking.
Because he gives zero Fs.
Yeah, I mean, he showed up for Pride and was like, hey, I'm coming that weekend. And then like, walked
into
Pride.
He didn't know anyone.
No, he's cool. really great about like that. Yeah,
yeah,
he's really
so he'll
good.
Be there. So that I'm looking forward to. But also, I get to speak on the women's panel.
Yes, cool I'm very too. Proud of you, Holly, for
Thanks.
Doing that.
I'm nervous as hell about that because I want to be a good representative.
Don't fuck up.
I'm trying not to.
You are literally... Uh-oh. Sorry.
Wow.
You are literally representing not only Cox Media Group, Hot 101.5 Tampa Bay, but more importantly, The Miguel Show. And this is the first time any of us have ever been on a panel. So you're representing all of us, Holly.
I was on a panel once, but it's fine.
Well,
it was like a fake panel.
Yeah, that was, I mean, it was a while ago. That
and it was like,
different...
it was a dumb panel. Not, the panel, I'm sure that whoever put it together wasn't dumb, but it was like, how do we get along with our co-hosts? And I really didn't. So what was I even doing on that panel?
It wasn't very authentic.
No, thank you.
Where this will be you.
This, I want to be authentic. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm worried about what to wear. So.
Oh, you have to look good.
This is what, okay, final thing, and then I'll wrap it up. I know that nobody really cares about this, but so I'm wondering if I should go like, hip casual with like my ripped jeans kind of thing, or if I should go like
glam squad
like
how glam squad are you talking like what
my
is-
glam squad idea in my head is that yellow skirt that I have, the pencil skirt with like the flowery tank top.
Do it.
That one, you think?
I think for something like this, you need to stand out. Because something that I've always hated about the radio industry is that people, like if your name is not on the show, then people sometimes act like you're not there.
Right.
And I hate that people don't give you the credit that you deserve for what you contribute to the show. And so this is a moment for you to stand out and to be Holly O'Connor.
Okay,
not
then.
Holly O'Connor with Miguel, you are Holly O'Connor, radio professional.
Which is actually what I'm speaking about.
Exactly. And so that's what I want you to stand out. And what you wear also helps that. So you'll be the girl, the woman, the professional.
The woman.
The woman who looks amazing.
Okay, I'm going to wear that then.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to look banging.
You're good. Are you going to look good during this?
You're going to look bangable.
Hey!
Sorry, I just love Stevie Wonder. We're gonna go out to Stevie Wonder now.
When I touch the baby,
we'll see you next week.
Ooh, baby, here I am, size, feel, and deliver. I'm yours.
Woo!
I'm yours.
Go up. Ryan, you're on the other side.
Ooh, baby, you set my soul
on fire. Yeah.
That's why I know you're my only desire. Ooh, baby, here I am.
Holly's gonna be signed, sealed, delivered to somebody's bedroom. Oh. Bye.